Walking up the ice, here's Root 2, a centering pass, he scores! Eric Staal out of the midair tip-in, and he's got his fourth of the night, as the Hurricanes were stick-checking in their own zone, and then they finally roared up with a pass to Root 2. He cleared the line, centered it out of midair, and Staal bunted it in.
Eric Staal with the second four-goal game in the NHL this season as Carolina scored 9 goals through 2 periods en route to a 9-3 throttling of Tampa Bay. Chuck Caton had the call on the Hurricanes radio network. In addition to the 4 goals, Staal had 2 assists to join Jaromir Jagr as the only players over the last 11 seasons to have 6 points over the first 2 periods of a game. More hats on the ice on Long Island.
Now it's cleared all the way down. Bergenheim hustling after it, looking for the hat trick. Corrals it far boards, has it in the corner. Sharp angle, wrister, he scores! Unbelievable, Sean Bergenheim! With as pretty of an empty netter as you will ever see, and it's for a hat trick. The hats come down from the stands with under a second to go. Sean Bergenheim, the hat trick. And he puts the exclamation point on this game.
Steve Mears with the call on 94.3 WMJC on Long Island as Sean Bergenheim's first career hat trick finished off a 7-3 win over the rival Devils. Florida's David Booth found a way to snap out of his scoring slump.
Donald wiggles his way against McCabe. Up pass behind the net. Now back to the left point. They turn it over. Fan on it. Chasing after it is Richard Zednik. He's got a breakaway. Richard Zednik goes in. Gets it to Booth. He scores! David Booth has got the hat trick!
Randy Moeller the call on 790 The Ticket in Miami as David Booth's hat trick goal finished off a 5-3 win over St. Louis. Booth also had an assist in the game, and his 4-point night equaled his point total from the previous 13 games. Ottawa went to overtime against Tampa Bay, and once again, the Sens could count on Mike Fisher.
Off the draw, here's Alfredson. Volchenkov moves it across. Phillips throws it to the net right on Ramo. The save scores! Mike Fisher beats Ramo. Ottawa wins it 3-2 in overtime. Mike Fisher.
Dean Brown with the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa's Fisher's goal won it for the Sens. Ottawa has won 3 overtime games this season, and in each one, Fisher had a hand in the goal. Trailing late in the game, the Canadians turned to their captain.
They still have yet to find the game-tying goal. There's Tanguay atop the right circle. Andre Kuznetsov on the backhand.
City yes! Shot,
pointed, scores! The captain ties it up! 3-3! Markov, wind up, holds his fire. Koivu's all alone, top of the crease. Snyder,
yes!
Scores! Saku Koivu, overtime hero. He tied it up, and now he wins it. 4-3 Canadians.
Rick Moffin and Murray Wilson on CJAD in Montreal as Saku Koivu tied the game with 4:35 to play, then beat Edmonton a minute 40 into OT. Zach Parise scored a milestone goal to get the Devils off to a flying start.
Coyotes now trying to clear. Here's Parise with a shot. He scores! The Coyotes couldn't clear it on the first shot of the game. Zach Parise scores his 40th goal of the season as he becomes just the 7th player in team history to score 40 or more in a season.
Matt Laughlin with the call on WFAN in New York as Parise scored 18 seconds into the game. In addition to being the 7th Devil to reach 40 goals, he joins Alex Ovechkin in this season's 40-goal club. Finally, if Rick Nash gets a hat trick, chances are Columbus is playing Detroit. Nash had his 4th career 3-goal game and 3rd against the Red Wings in an 8-2 trouncing. George Matthews had the call on the Blue Jackets radio network.
Here comes Nash. He's going to pick the pocket, tries to drive down, looking for the hat trick. Scores! Rick Nash! Jumpin' Jack Flash has the hat trick, and it is now 8-2 here in Detroit as the Jackets are walking away. With this one tonight.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.